The Ear, Evangelical and Reformed, Christian Podcast. Welcome to The Ear, the Evangelical and Reformed, a Christian podcast that urges you to think deeper and draws you closer to God through faith. Through powerful sermons, teaching segments, and discussions, The Ear hopes to give you a different perspective on secular topics from a Christian worldview. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Please welcome your host, Brandon Queen.
Greetings. This is Steve Selyards, the author of The GA Junkie, and here are some Presbyterian history notes for the week of September 20th. Sunday, September 20th. On this day in 1689, 6,000 acres was purchased near New York City for a colony for Huguenot exiles from France. Nouvelle Rochelle, now New Rochelle, was one of the most successful French exile communities in the New World. Monday, September 21st. Ninian Winzet, or Wingate, died on this day in 1592. He was a Scottish Catholic priest and polemical writer. In a pamphlet war at the onset of the Scottish Reformation, he was Knox's prime adversary. One of his publications was titled in part, Last Blast of the Trumpet of God's Word Against John Knox, and continues from there, a direct rebuke to Knox's theology, echoing one of his better-known pamphlets. Winzet was forced to flee Edinburgh for France in 1562 and died there 30 years later. Tuesday, September 22nd. In 1790, Thomas Charlton Henry was born on this day. He served as a missionary in Kentucky and was then called as a pastor in South Carolina. His first church was in Columbia, and later he served at Second Presbyterian Church in Charleston. He remained there with his congregation in an outbreak of yellow fever and succumbed to the disease himself. Reverend Henry's book, Letters to an Anxious Inquirer, was published posthumously by the Presbyterian Board of Publication, and Ken's can be found online. Wednesday, September 23rd. In 1796, William W. Phillips was born on this day. He trained at the Associate Reformed Theological Seminary in New York City and was ordained in New Jersey by the Dutch Reformed Church. Shortly after, he transferred to the Presbyterian Church and served as a pastor in New York City. He was on the boards of numerous educational and community institutions, including serving as a trustee of the College of New Jersey and a trustee of Princeton Theological Seminary. Also served as president of the board of the seminary. He was the moderator of the 1835 PCUSA General Assembly. Thursday, September 24th. On this day in 1690, the Synod of Ulster held its first meeting since 1661. Following the Glorious Revolution, Presbyterians could meet openly again, and this was one of the several branches across the British Isles that resumed their assemblies. Friday, September 25th. On this day in 1643, the Solemn League and Covenant was agreed to by the English Parliament and the Westminster Assembly, having been adopted in Scotland on the 17th of August. It was primarily written by Alexander Henderson, and the agreement opened the door for Scottish participation in the Assembly. Saturday, September 26th. In 1794, Winchester Presbytery was created by the Synod of Virginia by dividing Lexington Presbytery and forming the new presbytery from the northeast region. The presbytery began with four pastors, with Moses Hoag, the senior member, so he was directed to convene the first meeting and preach at that meeting the coming December. Thank you very much for joining me here on the EIR podcast. Stay safe in these times, and I look forward to joining you again next week.
You have reached the end of yet another episode from The Ear. We hope that God's Word remains on the ears of the listeners. We pray that this podcast would urge you to go forth and spread His good news to the world. Thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. See you at the next episode. God bless you, and may His glory shine upon you.